welcome to episode number 2 of Techie Turner's Tips, Tricks, and Thoughts. 5 minutes goes by fast, so let's get going. My tweet today was, do you want to change the world? Start with yourself. Be kind, positive, loving, reflective, adaptive, and you. So, why did I choose that one? I thought I could change the world by doing something great and wonderful that would help people to make the right decision and be a better citizen. I'm still trying to let go of that thought process because I believe in some small way I can change the world. By being the positive person I should be, it will help others to have a better day. Smile. It does your spirit good. It's grading time, and after discussing some of the work I did with the teacher in her gradebook, my boss made a comment. I rephrased it for you. Immediate information from tasks and homework can help parents create a consistent conversation with their children to help them be a part of the education team. He has seen this in action with his sister-in-law, and her sons. The conversations they had were based upon schoolwork and the feedback that teachers had inputted their grades, and then she was able to get the notification and to see the scores that the teacher had put in. It was a great combination. That is why we must discuss how to properly assess children and be able to articulate the process to them and to their parents. If we can't do this, then we're all going to go nowhere, and the child knows it. Today's tip. I was putting together a presentation and I had to put in a video. I just had to. It was not going to be really good without a video. When you insert a video, make sure that you have the file on a local drive if need be, or you can use Google Presentation and link everything from your Google Drive. Today's trick. You've heard this before, or maybe you've said this. Please write the spelling words 3 times each. Or, write the definitions of the 15 science vocabulary words. Or probably this one.
Please do the math problems on page 27, problems 1 through 20 on dividing fractions.
Do your students hear that from you? What are you really giving them? Is it really necessary to do those assignments? Do something for me. Search for 5 hallmarks of good homework by Kathy Vatterott. She gives some great tricks to follow when assigning homework. I'll hold my opinion for later. This is the first person I'm going to suggest to follow, and I had a really hard time deciding who to share, so I went the easy way. Since I talked about homework and grading today, I suggest you follow Philip Cummings. He's a passionate 6th grade reading teacher in Tennessee. He is a deep thinker and will astound you with his critical thinking skills. I spent a few hours with him and a few others in San Antonio. My head did get bigger from all the questions he asked. You can find him posing questions and giving his opinions on the interwebs at Philip Cummings on Twitter, or you can subscribe to his blog, philipcummings.com. And be ready to think critically. Our time has come to finish, to conclude. So if you have a tip, trick, or thought you'd like to share, please do so in the comments. See you online. This is Techie Turner, not wires or pliers, but educational technology that inspires. Signing off.